My favorite station.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Hilarious morning show.
My favorite radio station.
I Love White Radio.
Am I a dreamer? Oh, Living Joy, Dreamer. Am I a dreamer? That one might make it to Dad Dance, you know.
Do you know what? That song never gets old.
It doesn't.
Every time I hear it, I still want to just like really go for it with the dance moves.
We should put that down on the list.
100%.
We were going through the list yesterday. Thank you to everyone, by the way, that got in touch with their ideas for Dad Dance. Saturday, Electrolove, 3 o'clock. Not that we're pushing it too hard, but, you know, we don't want to end up with just Jamie and I dancing around
hey.
To each other
in a Dayglow shell suit.
Only for two.
It would just be awkward. Very, very awkward indeed. Can I just say, it's cold. Is it just me or is it...
It is cold.
Do you know what?
It's like the big coat needs to come out again.
Well, I saw people on social media turning their heating on.
Oh, I did.
So did I.
I've had it on.
Really?
2 nights on the trot.
What day is it today? Wednesday? Monday night.
Monday night it was cold.
Yeah, I did. Just for a couple of hours, you know, just to warm the house through.
Oh, you see, if you come round to my house, what happens is you'll get
around, Jamie.
Jamie won't get invited. You pop round all the time, don't you? Yeah. You get a blanket. It's like, no.
Right.
Because once the heating's off...
Put a jumper on.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's
almost the ceremony of turning off the heating in the house. And then it's like, no, that's not coming on till mid-September at the earliest.
September?
Yeah, but that's like me wearing shorts. See, I take a decision, don't I? End of May, definitely the start of June, shorts are on, regardless. And I've got them on again today. Monday again. I was a little bit chilly.
See, the thing with shorts is I can't work out whether my legs get colder than my arms.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah, because it's except.
Huh?
I know what. Yeah.
What I mean is that sometimes wearing shorts, you don't get as cold as if you're wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, not
right,
t-shirt
okay,
upside
yeah.
down. You know what
so
I mean?
It's like the same. You've got your arms out and your legs out, and it just depends which one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find it difficult to know which. Which bit?
Do you wear a long sleeve top with shorts?
Exactly.
That's what I'm doing. I've got a hoodie on with shorts, haven't I?
Yeah.
No, heating was definitely on for me on Monday and last night, I'm not going to lie.
This is just bad though, isn't it? It's mid-June.
But this is it. I sat in the garden for half an hour yesterday afternoon and it was hot.
I've not even had a barbecue yet.
No, neither have I.
To be fair, I think that might be your own fault because we have had a few opportunities.
Yeah, we have.
For that. I don't know what the answer is. All I can say is at the weekend, I was looking at one of the festival websites and they were basically saying, whatever you're doing, just bring everything.
Take everything to the festival.
Bring it all along because it looks like we're going to get pretty much 12 seasons in 3 days. But the weather is improving. Once we get beyond Friday, Saturday and Sunday look a little bit better.
Good
news.
Did I mention Dad Dance? I don't want to push this too much.
What time is it?
I think it's 3 o'clock Saturday.
Where is it?
Electrolove Tent.
Brilliant.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
Let's move on then.
J Balvin, man. Leon Payne. My G. Simple.
Wake up.
It's about time to get up.
The island's favourite station.
The island's favourite station.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Hello, good morning. It's Topping in the Morning. Hayley's here. Morning, Hayley.
Hello.
Jamie's here.
Morning.
Look, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Morning. Do you know, I was just thinking actually about, we've been moaning a little bit about the weather. We've kind of touched wood. Probably shouldn't say this now, should I?
Here we go.
Let's just say there's other parts of the country and even Europe that have had it a lot worse.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We should count ourselves lucky.
Yeah, I've got friends that live just by Kent, actually, and they've said yesterday, obviously the M25 was like flooded and there was sinkholes and everything.
Wow.
So it's pretty wild up there.
Yeah, I think we just kind of missed it, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think we always do though on the island, don't we? For some reason.
I was being careful saying this. Now you've just gone straight in there.
That's me touching wood.
Like to apologise to anyone who is camping this weekend that Hayley has now ruined it for you. I did one of those things just now. One of those dad things. You know, we've got TV monitors in here, and the remote control hasn't been working for ages. I've come to the conclusion it doesn't matter how many times I bang the back of the remote control, twist the batteries round.
That's it, twisting the batteries.
Take
turn
them round.
Take them out. Give them a rub together. Put them back in. No, I think the batteries after 6 years are definitely dead. Definitely dead. So what I've done is I've taken the batteries out. They are here, and I am going to leave them. I'm going to leave them there in the mystery pile of are those live or dead batteries?
That is so annoying.
We have a drawer at home. I don't know whether I'm unique in this. We have a drawer at home. It's like the Lucky Dip battery drawer.
Yeah.
Because
drawing pins in there.
There's all sorts. I mean,
light bulbs.
You put your hand in there. You take your own risk.
Yes.
But there are batteries in there that I know some of them have fallen out the packet of like good batteries. And some of them are in the...
You haven't mixed your old ones. Yeah,
I don't get... Why would you not just throw them away straight
because
away?
Because you have to throw batteries away in a special way,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, you do.
So...
Do you?
Yes, Jamie. Yeah, you do.
In the supermarket, they've got a big cardboard box.
Yes.
I've seen it.
And to be fair, I think I'll put them in this drawer with the other batteries before I take them to the supermarket and put them in the cardboard box.
Do you know what? It's when you're looking for battery and then you find batteries and the excitement, it's like relief, isn't it?
Boom!
Yes! Put them in and then you're like, uh-oh. Yes.
Still not
get
working.
Get them out, turn around and do exactly the same as what you've been doing for the last 6 months.
And also,
months.
It's the remote control shake, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's the...
That's it.
There we go. Let's try it now. I tell you what.
No, but it's also the real hard, like, push down, isn't it, on one of the buttons?
I was going to say, rather than the normal way that this would operate, by me just gently pressing a button, maybe I'll be able to ooze some extra power from it by pressing really hard.
We can't have Dickinson's Real Deal on repeat all day again.
Well,
blimey.
Unfortunately, I mean, I know that he's a man whose tan puts you to shame.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah, walked into that one.
You definitely walked into that one. Jamie's got tan envy. That's why he's a bit bitter.
They call him Jamie the Duke White.
Oh dear.
Anyway, anyone got some AA batteries? We could.
We need
some, to be honest, because let's be honest. What we're watching at the moment, I'm amazed. Whoever was the last one to put this television on, to be honest,
disciplinary. I think.
Well, I've never seen anything quite like it. Latest news and sports headlines on the way with Jamie for 7:30. Too much of anything.
Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Isle of Wight Radio.
And Naked. Right, 7:35, what?
Put your phone on silent, please.
You what?
Can you put your phone on silent, please?
What, is it bipping?
Yeah.
Oh, OK, all right.
Bipping.
Sorry, it might be important.
So popular.
So, anyway, that's James Arthur. It's Isle of Wight Radio. We are live on facebook.com/Isle of Wight Radio. Across the Isle of Wight on FM 107 and 102 and right the way around planet Earth.
That's good. I like that. You've been practicing
online. And on the smart speaker as well. It's time for today's headline or hearsay. Plus, I want to talk to you two about a complaint that I've had about your conduct. Not on the show, but off the show.
What, me and Hayley?
You and Hayley. Oh, can I just remind you, it's a little bit like a school trip every day. Because when you leave here... If you do something wrong, you're not just letting yourselves down, you're letting the show down.
Oh, no.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, it's an honour and a privilege to have to get up at stupid o'clock in the morning, lose your social life, and come in and talk nonsense. Should we play headline or hearsay?
Oh, I'm worried now. What have we done?
Well, you should be very worried because it's a serious allegation.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You've got your serious voice and face on as well. It's like being back at school again. Bringing back bad memories. Oh, right. Should we do it? A relaxing day on the water was shot down after a fisherman pulled a machine gun from the lock he was casting in. Gareth Breyer from Oldham was fishing in London's Enfield Lock when his powerful magnet fishing device picked up the gun. It pulled the weapon, which was lodged in the riverbed, from the water and onto the shore. The 36-year-old also found other items, including another machine gun. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Wow.
Because this is a thing, isn't it? This is the thing that people are doing now. Rather than fishing for fish, they're putting like really strong magnets.
Yeah.
And seeing what they can...
seeing what they can get?
Yeah, seeing what they can get.
Because it's like metal detecting in water.
Sort of like that, yes. It's like a really rubbish version. Do you remember when you used to get the little plastic rod and the fish with the little sort of silver tip on them?
Yeah.
And then you used to have to go and fish.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
It's like a little paddling pool.
Yeah, I used to love that game.
All the ducks in it.
That's a great game.
See if you can get us one of those.
Yes.
I'd love to have another go at that. It's your little challenge. Two machine guns.
I'd imagine one. I know, because you never know. Like the mobsters might have just thrown one in there or something.
The mobsters. What is it, like the anthill mob?
It might have been.
So what's this, the Sopranos?
Yeah.
All of a sudden Penelope Pitstop rolls past. The anthill mob.
They all come down.
Throw the machine guns in the lake at Enfield.
Then they walk down the thing, don't they? Like, have a walk, the mobsters. I don't know.
I suppose if you get rid of one, you might as well get two. Yeah. If you're doing a job, as I believe the mobsters call it, what does Facebook say?
Let's have a look, shall we? Ross says morning to us, as does Miko this morning. To Radic and Chris, everyone's saying morning at the moment, which is very nice.
Yeah, lovely.
As well. Sarah says hi from Breast Cancer Care on the island. Let's have a look. Sue says headline. Corin says headline. Radic and Zoe and Jen say headline. Nicola's watching in Harlow this morning and says headline. As does Andrea Hayden.
Hello, Harlow.
The Rodfather saying headline.
Fiona says headline as well, as does Susie.
Hello, Harlow.
Hello. That's not funny.
Hello, what do you reckon, headline or hearsay?
That was a dad joke. Headline.
Hello, Harlow. No, okay. All right, let's move on. So I think that is probably a headline.
I think that's a headline.
We're going headline.
It is a headline.
Wow. Hello, Harlow.
A man's spoken of his total disbelief after opening a safe that had been locked for 40 years on his first try. Stephen Mills went to Alberta's Heritage Museum, and one of its attractions is a safe that hadn't been opened since the 70s. Noticing the dials ran from 0 to 60, he tried 20, 40, 60 for a laugh, and it opened. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
One of the attractions is to try and open the safe. That sounds like a rubbish place to go and visit, doesn't it?
And what was in the safe?
Brand new for 2019. Come and try and unlock the safe.
Well, we do it when you win a prize.
I know, but we're not an attraction, yeah. Are
charging
we?
Charging people.
No. Okay. And we fill it with diamonds. What was in it?
Nothing, I don't think.
Oh, great.
No.
I never really know how them wind-up safes work.
Neither do I.
People
no.
do them, and then they go back.
Well, I think there's a thing in there that you go, like, four to the right, and then it goes click, and then you go the other way.
Well, back to zero or something.
No, then you go the other way, I think, and then it goes click at the point, but you have to know exactly which to do. Otherwise, I don't know. To be fair, I have no idea either.
No.
I was just trying to be grown up and clever.
Wouldn't be good in Hatton Garden, would we?
No.
Definitely not.
No. More Covent Garden, us.
Common Garden.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Headline or hearsay? Facebook has to say what?
Let's have a look, shall we? Just scrolling up. Radic says headline, as does Nick and Rachel and Miko. Nick says headline, as does Corin. Mark Birch says headline. Hayden and Fiona say it. Jan says it. Nicola says it. David says Jay's an attraction in himself. Well, thanks very much.
Nicholas, first time anyone's ever said that.
Well, yeah. Nicola says hearsay.
I think it's a hearsay.
I think
You're not Googling it, are you?
No, I'm not.
Put your phones away.
No phones allowed during Headline or Hearsay.
I think it's probably a headline.
You think headline?
No, I'm going hearsay. Hearsay. Hearsay, Jamie.
I think hearsay.
It is a headline. Yeah, he just guessed it just randomly and got it right.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, wow. One all.
Okay.
Also
I'm going to see on Facebook how many thumbs up and hearts and little laughs I get with this amazing joke. Okay. I know it's got nothing to do with the headline or hearsay, but I just thought after my Halo Harlow, we would...
You're going to try and...
Try and redeem myself.
Redeem yourself.
Okay. Top joke of the day. I don't know why I'm doing this, actually. My gran hates her new stair lift. Completely drives her up the wall.
Following the recent trend of odd fight challenges issued by pop stars against movie stars, i.e. Bieber and Tom Cruise, the musician Ed Sheeran has tweeted that he wants to take on action star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's challenged into a proper scrap behind Weatherspoons in Bury St Edmunds. In the tweet, the singer-songwriter said he would take on The Rock to show him how years of stunt work and immense body strength is nothing compared to what he learned on the streets of Framlingham. Is that headline... or is it hearsay?
If it's a headline, it's a joke, isn't it?
It's got to be a joke.
I'll meet you around Spoons.
Back of Spoons.
What's Facebook say, Jamie?
Ed Sheeran and The Rock. No way.
Rachel and Radic both say hearsay. Nick says... they're in Harlow, as we know. Hayden says hearsay as well. Susie says headline. Nick says hearsay.
Okay.
And Nicola's invited you to Harlow,
there
Paul.
Wow, where is Harlow?
Essex.
Essex, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Essex.
To be fair, I haven't got any white stilettos.
Let's not go down that route. They don't wear that anymore. You just got to get some of Jamie's fake tan and you'll be fine. Get some cap teeth.
Cap teeth?
Capped.
Oh.
Capped. No,
real.
Jamie.
It's just, oh, whatever.
Anyway, shall we go with, by the way, no one gave me a thumbs up for my joke.
Oh, you did.
We got four.
Oh, you have think you have laughing faces.
So, what are we going with?
I think hearsay.
Okay, we're going hearsay.
It is hearsay.
Oh, there you go.
It is hearsay.
We won.
Headline or hearsay back, same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you to everyone that's been involved on Facebook. And you're both not out of the woods. Because this is, I feel like I'm doing my parental.
This has made me nervous all morning.
I feel like I'm doing my parental duties. You know when your parents say to you, I need to have a word with you. Not now, but we'll discuss.
Yes,
we'll do it later.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Well, that's for me to say in a little bit, Jamie.
Oh.
Once you know, even though I think you probably do know, both of you, what you've both done.
Well.
Oh, no.
Well.
Oh, no.
Bringing the show into disrepute, I think you'll find. Anyway, Simply Red.
White Radio.
Simply Red Fairground at Isle of Wight Radio, 10 to 8. Okay, you two. It is time to discuss. So I get a text. Now, as we should know by now, the island is a reasonably small place. Everyone knows everybody else. So what you do is everybody's business, not just your own.
This is true.
Whilst out and about of here, outside here, you are representing this show. This show has been going for 11 years. No one knows how it's going. Been going for 11 years. It's a little bit like being Prime Minister at Brexit. No one really wants the job.
You're the only one who volunteered to get up.
All right.
Well, just trying to deflect.
Yeah. So this is the message that I get. Right, this is a serious message that was sent yesterday at 22 minutes past four. So cast your minds back, the pair of you. So, I'm driving into Newport, along Newport Road, just past Honour and Geoffrey, with Jamie White in his nice white Audi behind me, and some girl in a van sticks her finger up for no reason. To my surprise, I look in my rearview mirror and notice that the lovely, as I thought at the port time, Jamie White returned the gesture. The youth of today. And I was thinking, this doesn't sound like Jamie. And who would this girl be in the van? Hayley, when you're not driving your other car, what other vehicle do you have?
I have a van.
So, would you two like to explain yourselves, please? Because members of the public witnessed you two gesturing at each other whilst passing along the road.
It's just a friendly...
I mean, imagine all those people, Honor and Jeffrey, you know. If this person saw it, dozens of others probably saw it as well.
This is true. It's just more friendly. Hayley, it's like, oh, look, there's Jamie. There we go.
You know, most people wave to each other. Hayley don't.
I can't excuse myself. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
And it's
for me, I just react.
I started it. I'll take the blame. It's me that starts it.
Could we try a wave next time?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. I could try.
You know, if you carry on
but
like
it's
that,
just habit.
You will be front page of the Observer newspaper, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Radio duo in shock gesture. I can write the headline right now.
Front page.
Mabel, don't call me out. If you just joined us on the show, you've missed the fact that Jamie and Hayley have brought the show into disrepute.
All right, we've had our telling off.
Hayley started it anyway.
I don't want to hear this, Jamie.
But she did.
Don't pass the buck, Jamie. I already have my hands up. It's fine.
You're both exactly as responsible as the other. If you missed that, then you can always catch up on the podcast, which will be available normally from about 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. So it is time for us to play the game with no name. Yesterday, once again, Hayley shone like the shining star that she is and absolutely smacked Jamie down.
Nah. Who would have thought?
Let's see how we get on today. Who's going to go first?
Me.
Hayley's going first.
You go first, Hayley.
Here we go.
Character Smithy from Gavin and Stacey has started dating someone new. Started seeing someone new. Oh, come on, it's not that hard.
What, his real name?
His real name. So he's the character Smithy, and his real name is what?
Okay, let's not... If we don't know, 822-002-01983, 822-002. If you think you know what it is, give us a clue again.
So, Smithy...
Yeah.
Real name...
Yeah.
...is seeing someone new.
Okay, so character Smithy...
So what's his real
from
name?
From Gavin and Stacey, yeah. Seeing someone new. If you think you know what this is, there's an Amazon voucher up for grabs, 01983 822 002. Or have you, using your amazing ability to twist words around, you wordsmith, you,
not really.
Fooled everyone, as well as Jamie and I. I think you've stumped everyone.
Right, ready?
Hold on. Tell you what, let's take a quick call. See if we've got an answer here. Get ready with the clue again.
Yeah.
Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Who's that?
Julie.
So the clue, Hayley.
Smithy from Gavin and Stacey is seeing someone new.
I don't think this is right, but is it James Corden has a new woman?
No.
Oh,
that's
Julie.
A good guess. Closer than I.
Good guess.
Part of it is right. The James Corden bit.
Yeah. Have a good day, Julie.
Okay,
cheerio.
Thank
bye-bye.
Bye.
Isle of Wight Radio. Hello. Who's that? Oh, they've gone. Oh, they obviously thought it was the same as well. I'll tell you what, let's take this. Morning, Joe. What can we do for you? What do you think it is?
Is it James Corden is courting?
No.
No, no, it's not James Corden is courting either.
I can't believe I've done such a tough one.
01983 822 002. Stacey, what do you think it is?
It's probably not, but James Corden has made a new accord or something, a new accordion or something like that.
That doesn't even make sense, Stacey.
Like, you have an accord with someone, don't you? Like, you make a new accord.
Right.
So, like, James Corden. I'm not saying that I know what it is. I'm trying to give everybody else a clue.
Oh, thank you for that, Stacey. You are a generous sharer.
I know, aren't I, Jess?
You are.
You
know. Brilliant. Have a great day.
Honestly,
was
it's
I
not
even
that
close?
Hard.
No. I have no idea.
No idea.
We're stumped. We'll find out in a minute. Surely, can someone else get this? Hey, 01983 822 002. This had better rhyme.
It definitely rhymes. Are you ready for it?
I hope you've got this right for your sake. Honestly.
Isle of Wight Radio, hello, who's that?
It's Dave.
Dave, what do we think it is?
Is it James Corden has started courting?
No, it's not Dave.
It's not. You stumped us.
Right. Are you ready? I'm excited.
Have a great day.
And you.
Thanks for your call. I'll tell you what, stay there. Let's find out what the answer. Hold on. One more call. Wait there,
I'm
Dave.
I'm nervous for you.
Isle of Wight Radio, hello, who's that?
It's Gary.
Gary, what do you think it is?
James Corden is dating Jordan.
Yes, Gary.
What a load of rubbish.
Are you joking? He can't say he's seeing someone that you didn't describe who he's seeing.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's got a rhyme with Morden. Jordan.
Yeah, but...
Gary got it.
Gary, all you're doing is encouraging her.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Dave, are you still there?
I'm still there.
Yes. Dave, do you...
Gary.
Wait there, Gary. I've got Dave on as well. Dave, first of all, it's rubbish, isn't it?
It was easy.
Gary, it was easy.
Oh.
It's got to be worth a fiver.
Dave, have a good day. There goes Dave. Gary, I don't know how you did it. I'm not even going to ask how you did that, to be honest with you. But you do deserve a £10 Amazon voucher, so we'll sort that out, courtesy of our friends at White Fibre, all right?
Lovely, thank you very much.
All right, cheers, bye-bye. Oh, Hayley, I know Gary got it, but...
But what?
It's breaking...
Does Jordan and Corden rhyme?
Yes, but you didn't give a clue to Jordan.
Don't need to.
Of course you do.
Yes, of course you do, that's the point.
What do you mean?
Gary, you just guessed, didn't you?
No, I got it straight away.
Yes, Gary.
It was an easy one.
Yeah, all right, Gary. Pop up to Isle of Wight Radio and collect your voucher later today if you can, all right?
Will do. Cheers.
Cheers, Gary.
I cannot believe that.
You don't... The point is you didn't give a clue to who it rhymed with.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It's the game. It is the game.
Right, just your go. I don't think we've got time now.
Me or you?
You go. I've lost the will to live.
He's the Canadian one dance singer, and he's making something for a birthday. Come on, this is easy.
Canadian one dance singer.
Yeah, one dance. The song, one dance.
Dance.
One dance or dance?
Dance.
Dance.
Yep.
One dance.
Yep.
I don't know any Canadian people.
You probably think he's American, but he's actually Canadian.
Is it Michael Bublé?
No.
He's Canadian.
He's a rapper.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Singer.
He's Canadian.
It's close. He's got what? His name's one word. It rhymes with...
Flo Rida.
Oh, my word.
To be fair, we haven't got any more prizes yet, but we'll go to the phones, but we haven't got any more prizes, so you're more than welcome to do this. Just to put us out of our misery. George.
Georgie.
It's our Georgie.
Oh, it's our Georgie. Georgie, can you come on the show tomorrow? Because to be fair, Hayley's driving me crazy today.
I've been listening to it. That's hilarious.
Do you know the clue, Georgie, what it is?
Yes. I think.
What
just
is it then?
Just whisper it to me.
Drake is making a cake.
It is. Well done, Georgie.
He is making a cake. Well done, Georgie. We'll see you on Friday. There we go. I'm going to do mine because I've written it, even though, to be fair...
See? Well, I'm a Canadian one dance singer, Drake.
I don't even know what one dance is.
His song, I Need a One Dance. You know that one?
Oh. No, Jamie, I'm not as cool as you.
Paul will play it in a minute, just so you know.
You won't.
Do you know what? We're going to call it a day here. I would do mine tomorrow on the show because look at that. It's nearly 20 past eight already. We need to play some music. It's going to be the longest podcast ever. Isle of Wight Radio, 18 minutes past eight. Mine was a corker as well, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow. What was your clue again?
Smithy's seeing someone new.
Is he throwing hints that he keeps missing? Don't have to think about it. I want to keep...
I do, because Gary got it. Did it rhyme? Was there a character?
Yeah, but the point is, there's no one. It was like a random thing.
No, it wasn't. Smithy has got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, James Corden.
Dating Jordan.
Yeah, but you needed to describe Jordan.
Why?
Because that's the game.
James Corden is seeing a model.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. So Smithy is seeing a model.
Yeah, we go. That would have worked.
But did it not work before because Gary got it? So if it didn't work, Gary wouldn't have got it.
I think even Gary would admit that it was a guess. it was a wild guess.
And then you couldn't get mine, which was easy.
Anyway.
Flo Rida.
No, it was Drake.
Matt Inventor disagrees with you.
Guess what, Matt? I didn't ask you. Gary is the winner. Gary won the voucher because Gary got it. Gary gets me.
Wow, even though I don't want to...
Gary gets me.
That sounds like a T-shirt if ever I heard one. Hayley says, Gary gets me. Do you know of this Gary?
No. We're obviously on the same page.
Things. It started so well with your first clue and then, I don't know.
Anyway, enough of that because it's nearly 8:30. Time to get the latest news and sports headlines.
Jamie's just drawn.
Draw did. I love to wake
up. Let's go. Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. I love to wake up. Isle of Wight Radio.
My favourite station.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10, topping in the morning.
Hilarious morning show.
My favourite radio station.
I love Wight Radio.
You know, we need to do some merch on the show. Because we do have an account where you can, like, create T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do some, like, official merchandise. Because so many people have said that I would buy a T-shirt that has hashtag Gary Gets Me on it.
I think it's great.
I've just had two messages saying it as well.
Hashtag Gary Gets Me.
Forget Frankie says relax. Hayley says Gary Gets Me.
He does, clearly. Well done, Gary.
Gary is a legend.
We could do hashtag Gary is ledge.
Yeah.
That'd be enough.
Gary gets me.
Let's go to the phones. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio.
Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. It's Gary again.
Oh, yes, Gary gets me.
All I can say is, Hayley, you've raised the bar too high, too fast.
That's it.
Oh, Gary. So we're thinking about having the T-shirts done.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then we could have a special one made for you that says, I get Hayley. Or just hashtag, I'm Gary.
Sounds like a plan.
Gary, have a lovely day, won't you?
Same to you. See
cheerio,
you later.
Bye-bye. There you go. All right, time for today's...
We need to make this happen.
Test of time. Write it down. You can have that as your little project for the day.
What, me?
You, yeah.
You ain't got enough to do.
This is it.
Got so much.
Add it to the list.
I'll just add it to my list.
Put it to the top. So, test of time. I'm answering, hopefully. Hayley.
Paul doesn't get me. Right, are you ready?
Yes.
1923. Who freed himself from a straitjacket while suspended upside down?
Houdini.
Can I have his full name, please?
Harry Houdini.
There we go.
Not Gary Houdini.
That would have been good.
Not to be confused.
1976. Who scored their only number one UK hit with Combine Harvester? The cider-drinking folkies from West Country.
I think it was probably the Wurzels.
It was. Tick.
I've seen them live.
Have you?
They were...
Yeah, I saw them live.
Where?
Brilliant.
Here.
Brilliant. No, I saw them on the mainland at Camp Bestival a few years ago, and it was just brilliant. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, dancing around like a lunatic to I Am a Cider Drinker.
They were at the Garlic Festival, I think, years ago.
You are a worry. You are a worry. You are a worry.
Right, moving on. 1991.
My Barry White voice is coming back and I'm getting worried.
Who opened Joseph in the Andrew Lloyd Webber's production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Now, I think it's one of two people.
I know the two other person you're going to say.
So it's either Jason Donovan or it's Philip Schofield. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go...
I went to see this.
I'm going
to
go Philip Schofield. Am I wrong?
You are wrong. It was Jason Donovan.
Oh, was it
Donovan.
Jason Donovan?
It was Jason Donovan.
You still can't... I still can't think of Philip Schofield, you know,
no,
being on stage
weird.
And doing
I
singing.
I can't see Philip... I can remember Philip Schofield with brown hair, and I used to have a big crush on Philip Schofield
but
when I was younger.
Philip Schofield has always had naturally coloured hair like myself.
Mm.
But he's always dyed it till recently. Yeah, because they were saying he couldn't be a kids' TV presenter with grey hair. Anyway.
Okay, final one. 2012, a survey revealed that one in eight women has brought expensive clothing, worn them once, and done what with them?
Given them to a charity shop. Returned them.
No, hold on. Which answer are you having here? You can't have two.
Me.
Is it your first one? I'm accepting the first one, which is wrong. It is returning them back to the shops.
Have you done that? I bet you have done the wear it once to a party, take it back.
Do you know what? I've always sort of said I would do that. Just like, I'll order a few dresses, wear one and send it back. But I actually have never done it. Surprising you, isn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah,
it is.
I actually haven't.
Do Primark do returns? They.
That's why I haven't.
20 to 9, Isle of Wight Radio. 11 degrees right now. Top temperature of 16 degrees. 40% chance of a shower today. Don't forget those travel restrictions come in place for the Isle of Wight Festival sometime between 10 and midday today.
Radio.